And now on Radio 4, the classic serial. Michelle Fairley, Robert Sheehan and Zubin Vada star in John Steinbeck's seminal novel The Grapes of Wrath, dramatised by Donna Franschild. First published in 1939, it tells the story of the Joad family, who travel from Oklahoma to California in a bid to escape poverty. Like the book, this dramatisation portrays the hard lives and rough language of a poor and struggling people. John Steinbeck's The Grapes of Wrath.
See you on the way back, Muriel. Keep some cherry pie for me next time.
Did you give me a lift, mister?
Didn't you see the sticker on the windshield? No riders.
Sure, I seen it. Sometimes a guy will be a good guy, even if some rich fella makes him carry a sticker.
Okay, get in.
I'd walk her if my dogs wasn't pooped out.
New shoes? You oughtn't to take no walk in new shoes.
Didn't have no other shoes.
Looking for a job?
No. My old man got a place. 40 acres. He's a cropper.
40-acre cropper, and he ain't been dusted out and he ain't been tractored out?
Of course, I ain't heard lately.
Been doing a job?
Sure have.
Thought so. I seen your hands. Been swinging a pick or an axe. That shines up your hands. I notice all stuff like that.
Like to know anything else? Because I'll tell you, you ain't got a guess.
Nah, don't get sore. I wasn't getting nosy.
You've been giving me a going over since I got in. You know where I come from, don't you?
Well, maybe.
These is the clothes they give me when I came out. And I don't give a damn who knows it.
Well, that ain't none of my business. I ain't a nosy guy.
The hell you ain't.
Thanks for the lift, fella.
You've been a good guy.
Good luck.
Is our savior now? On the level. It's not the devil, Jesus.
Now, don't go a-sneaking up on a guy like that.
I just wondered if I could share a bit this shade here. It's hotter than hell on the road.
Sure. See, ain't you young Tom Joad, old Tom Joad's boy?
Yep.
You wouldn't remember me, I guess.
But I baptized you in the irrigation ditch once.
Sure I remember you. You're Casey, the preacher.
I was the preacher. Ain't got the call no more.
Well, I ain't seen you in a long time.
Nobody seen me in a long time.
I recollect you used to give a hell of a meeting. You used to get the people jumping and talking in tongues and glory shouting till they just fell down and passed out.
And then, you know what I'd do? I'd take one of them girls out in the grass. Done it every time. Then I'd feel bad, and I'd pray and pray. But it didn't do no good. Come the next time, them and me was full of the Spirit, I'd do it again.
Well, maybe I should have been a preacher.
Finally, it gave me such a pain, I quit and went off by myself and give her a damn good thinking about. Well, I was lying under a tree when I figured it out. The hell with it. There ain't no sin and there ain't no virtue. What's this call? This spirit? It's love. Why do we gotta hang it on God or Jesus? Maybe all men's got one big soul everybody's a part of.
You can't hold no church with ideas like that.
No, I can't.
Well, I guess I'll mosey along.
Maybe I'll go with you. Ain't seen old Tom in a bug's age. How is he?
I don't know. I ain't been home in 4 years.
He didn't write to you?
Pa always says what he couldn't tell a fella with his mouth wasn't worth leaning on no pencil about.
You're not traveling around?
You mean you didn't hear about me? I killed a guy in a fight. He got a knife in me, and I killed him with a shovel that was laying there. Knocked his head plumb to squash.
You ain't ashamed of nothing, then?
Yeah, I'd do what I'd done again. I got 7 years on account of he had a knife in me. Got out in 4. Parole.
It ain't good when the dust gets up.
God.
See how good the corn come along until the dust got up? Ain't a dinger of a crop.
Yeah, every year I can remember. We had a good crop coming, and it never come.
It's just over this hill, ain't it?
Yeah.
Think your pa will kill the fatted calf like the prodigal in Scripture.
You don't know pa. If he kills a chicken, most of the squawking's from him. Now, what's that truck for?
You put the sides up high as that, the whole damn thing gonna tip over.
Truck? Looks like they're building an ark.
What I'm doing?
Casey, they fixing to go.
You got those valves pour out yet?
I'll get her done.
If you ain't been tomcatting around so much, you'd already done her.
Oh.
What do you want? Why, it's Tom! Al, it's Tommy, come home.
Did you bust out? Did you bust out of jail?
No, I'm paroled. Pa, what's this truck for?
We're leaving for California tomorrow, Tom. We was gonna write you a letter, but you're back. You can go with us. Come on, your ma's in the kitchen. Let's surprise her.
All right.
Ma? There's a couple of fellas come along the road, and they wonder if we could spare a bite.
Let them come. We got a plenty. Just sit yourself down. Tom. Thank God. Oh, thank God. Tom. You ain't wanted. You didn't bust loose.
No, Ma. Parole. I got the papers here.
Oh, Pa, run out and tell Grandpa Tom he's home. And tell Ruthie to get in here now, too.
Grandpa! Come see who's here.
Ma, you remember Reverend Casey, don't you?
Just Jim Casey now.
Of course. You used to be our preacher. You two sit down now. Bread's done. Just taking up the side meat now. Wait till Rosa Shawn hears about this. You don't even know she's married to Connie Rivers. Expecting to. And you won't recognize Ruth. They've been growing like a weed.
Ma, what are you going to California for?
We can't stay here no more, Tom. They're going to tract us out if we don't go.
Who is?
We had to borrow money from the bank. We kept saying to them, can't we just hang on? Maybe next year will be a good year. But they got tractors now, can take the place of 12, 14 families. They say there's 100,000 of us shoved out.
There's work in California, though. Pa got one of those handbills fellas been passing out, saying how much work they is and high wages, and how they want folks to come and pick grapes and oranges and peaches. We're setting off in the morning, as soon as we get everything packed up.
California's maybe 2,000 miles. You got any money?
We sold just about everything we have. Got about $200. Spent $75 on that truck out there.
I checked her out. She'll get us there all right. I reckon it'll take us about 12 days.
Where is he?
Right here, Grandpa.
Your pants are open, Grandpa. Let me button them up.
Get away. I don't want to be let to button my own pants.
They don't let people run around with their clothes unbuttoned in California.
Oh, they don't, huh? They think they're going to show me how to act out there? Well, I'll go around and hang it out if I want. And Tom, those grapes out there just hanging out over the road, you know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna pick a washtub full of grapes, and I'm gonna sit at them and scrooge around and let the juice run down my pants.
Well, by God, if he lives to be 200, you'll never get Grandpa House broke.
All right, let's sit down and eat this food before it gets cold. Ruthie! Get in here now and say hi to your brother.
Mm-mm. All right.
That's the last box from the kitchen, Pa. And the clothes is all in.
Well, if we get everything real flat, we can put the mattress on top.
Hey, Hope, can you get Grandpa up? We're near ready to go and he's still asleep.
Sure.
I hope things is all right in California.
What makes you think they ain't?
I know the fella from California. You'd have known he'd come from some far-off place just the way he talked. But he says there's too many folk looking for work there now.
Does your ma know that if you go to California, you're breaking parole?
Yeah, she knows. We'll be all right.
Something's happening here, Tommy. I went up and I looked and the houses is all empty. And the land's empty and this whole country is empty. I can't stay here no more. I gotta go where the folks is going. I wonder if I can go along with you.
Tom! I couldn't believe it when I heard you was home.
Rosa Sharn!
I just couldn't believe it. Oh, this is Connie, my husband.
Ah, pleased to meet you.
Connie, you want to put those bags in the back here?
Sure.
Oh, bye now. Thanks. We was walking, but this truck came by and we got a lift.
Well, let me look at you, Rosa Sharn. I see you've been busy.
You do not see. Not yet. Ain't due till next winter. We're gonna save up all our money when we get to California. Gonna buy us a house before the baby's born.
Oh, wait. Grandpa, come on.
Oh, Grandpa.
Ma! Ma! Something's the matter with Grandpa.
Ain't nothing the matter with me, Al. I just ain't going.
What do you mean you ain't going? We're all packed up and ready.
I give her a going over all night, mostly. This here's my country. I belong here.
Hey, what about the washtub full of grapes?
Tom, I don't give a damn if there's oranges and grapes crowding a fella out of bed, even. I ain't a-going. I'll stay here where I belong.
You can't, Grandpa. This here land is going under the trenches. Listen to me.
I ain't gonna listen. I told you what I'm gonna do. That's the end of it.
Whew. Well, Grandpa got the right to say he ain't going, but he can't stay.
Sure he can't stay, Tom. But if we catch him and tie him down, we're liable to hurt him.
We can't argue with him. If we could get him drunk, it'd be all right.
There ain't a drop of whiskey in the house.
There's a half bottle of soothing syrup I got for Ruthie when her earache was bad. I throwed it on the trash pile here. Think that might work?
It might. Let's see. Says one teaspoon. You better give him a couple of tablespoons, Al.
Me? Well, how am I going to get him to drink it?
Just make him a cup of coffee.
That ain't going to work.
You got a better idea, Al. I want to hear it.
All right.
Hey, listen, that preacher, he wants to go along. Now, he's a nice fella, and we known him a long time.
There's more to this than is he a nice fella, Tom. Now, we gotta figure close. There's 8 of us already. Can we feed an extra mouth, Ma?
It ain't can we, it's will we.
But suppose there just ain't room.
There ain't room now. One more ain't gonna hurt. California yet, Pa?
California? Ruthie, we just crossed the line into Texas.
Is that Grandpa just waking up?
Guess we really knocked him out. Wanna come down, Grandpa?
No, I ain't a-going. I'm gonna stay right here in my country.
The truck sure makes a racket. I think she's all right. God knows what she'll do if we gotta climb a hill with the load we got. Got any hills between here and California, Molly?
Dunno. Seems to me I heard there's hills and even mountains.
Look at that! How do you like to be going along in that car, Connie?
If there's plenty of work in California, we'll get our own car. But them airfares cost as much as a good-sized house. I'd rather have the house.
I'd like to have the house and one of them. Of course, the house will be first because of the baby.
You want I should take her a piece out? You look awful tired.
Maybe we better find a place to stop for sunset. I gotta get some supper cooking.
Good idea. We ain't gonna make this trip in one jump.
There's a tent over there and some folk camping. Maybe we should try there.
Any law against folks stopping here for the night?
We don't own it. We only stopped here because this old tramp wouldn't go no further. Sari, there's some folks want to camp here.
Tell them welcome. Tell them good and welcome.
Looks like we're staying here.
Oh, good, because I can't feel my legs no more.
We're the Jolts from Oklahoma.
Wilson's, Kansas. Proud to meet you.
Better get a fire going. Any water here?
They some at that service station there.
Ruthie, take a bucket and get down there. Ask nice. Now, say, please, can we get a bucket of water? And say thank you. And don't spill none.
Come on, Grandpa. Mom's gonna fix us some supper.
You sick, Grandpa?
Sicker than hell.
How'd you like to come in our tent? You can lay down on our mattress and rest.
Well, that's awful nice of you, Miss Wilson. Come on now, Grandpa. Grandpa? Grandpa, what you crying for?
I ain't a-going. Gonna stay where I belong.
Come on now. You'll get some rest. We'll help you over. Come on. There.
He must be good and sick. Never seen him blubber in my life.
He'll be all right. Just soak him.
What's the matter with your car, Wilson?
Well, she just won't run. Starts and farts and stops. In a minute she'll start again. Now I can't get her moving at all.
Sounds like a plugged gas line. I'll blow her out for you.
Oh, well, I'll sure thank you for a hand.
There you go, Grandpa. You just sleep a bit now.
I'm gonna stay where I belong.
I brought a quilt for him. It's cold in here at night.
I sure do thank you, folks.
Oh, we're proud to help. Why don't you go make your dinner? I can watch over him.
Yep, it's the gas line, all right.
Oh, I don't know nothing about cars. When I get to California, aim to get me a nice car. Maybe she won't break down.
When we get there. Getting there's the trouble.
But she's worth it. Why, I seen handbills how they need folks to pick fruit and good wages.
Well, we seen them. I got one right here. 800 pickers wanted.
Well, that's the one I seen. The very same one. You suppose maybe they got all 800 already?
California's the second biggest state we got. Well, suppose they did get all them 800. There's plenty places else.
That's the side meat ready. Them potatoes done yet? Just peeling the last one, Ma.
Hey, how's Grandpa?
He's still sleeping. Guess he was tired.
Ma!
Ruthie!
Ma!
Ruthie, where's your bucket?
I dropped it, Ma.
Well, you just get right back and get it. We can't boil no potatoes that water.
I can't, Ma. That man yelled at me.
What man?
At the gas station. He said he's sick of folks coming in and getting water. He was so mad I just dropped the bucket and ran.
Oh, that son of a bitch. I'll get that water.
You ain't gonna do nothing, Tom.
We got water, Miss Jode. I'll fetch you some.
You better do something about that Tampa Tom chant. We'll cross state lines now.
Ma, I told you. There's lots of fellas broke parole. If I don't do no crimes, nobody gonna give a damn.
Minute you cross that line, you done a crime. And sometimes you do a crime and you don't even know it's bad. Maybe they got crimes in California we don't even know about. Now, you got to promise me you ain't gonna get in no more trouble. You got to promise me, Tom.
I promise, Ma.
Miss Joad, your grandpa's real sick. I think he needs a doctor.
We don't have no money for a doctor.
Preacher, you've been around sick people. Grandpa, can you hear me?
He just started a-twitching like that and breathing real hard.
You know what's wrong, Preacher?
Think so.
Sick bad, you think?
Pretty bad.
Then why ain't you praying?
I told you, I ain't a preacher no more. I don't know what to pray for or who to pray to.
Pray!
All right. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us. Amen.
What was it, Preacher?
It was a stroke. A good, quick stroke.
Now we gotta figure what to do. These laws. You gotta report a death, and when you do that, they either take $40 for the undertaker or they take him for a pauper.
We never did have no paupers.
We never got booted off no land before, neither.
We only got $150. They take $40 and we won't get to California.
Grandpa buried his pa with his own hand. That was a time when a man had a right to be buried by his own son, and a son had a right to bury his own father.
The law says different now.
Law changes, but got to's go on.
And we got to get to California, before our money runs out.
Then I think you got a right.
Well, sometimes fellas working dig up a man, and then they raise hell and figure he been killed. The government's got more interest in a dead man than a live one. I offer we put a note of writing in a bottle and lay it with Grandpa, telling who he is and how he died and why he's buried here.
That's good. Knowing his name is there with him. Not just a old fella lonesome underground.
I'll lay him out.
Is Grandpa down under there?
Yeah, Grandpa's down under there.
It's a damn shame. He been talking about what he's gonna do. How he's gonna squeeze grapes over his head and let the juice run in his whiskers.
He was fooling all the time. He didn't die tonight. He died the minute you took him off that place. He was that place and he knowed it.
Yeah. Don't put no more dirt on that paw. Level her off and we'll strew dry grass.
It ain't right to leave a grave unmolded.
Can't help it. They'd dig him right up and we'd get it for breaking the law. You know what I'd get if I break the law?
She'll sink come winter.
We'll be a long ways off come winter.
Yes, we will.
What you looking at, Preacher?
Highway. Been watching the cars on the road. Then we passed, and then they passed us. I've been keeping track.
Track of what?
Tom, there's hundreds of families like us all are going west. There ain't none of them going east. Did you notice that? It's like the whole country's moving.
You got to look for a pea now.
Ma, where are we going to get to California? It's been a week already, and I'm sick of being in this truck.
Oh, you can't keep asking me that. Look over there, Santa Fe, Bay Paper Mill. That's a P. What's next?
I ain't never gonna find nothing starts with Q. Ma, when we get there, are you gonna pick fruit and kind of live in the country, ain't you?
We ain't there yet. We got to see.
Me and Connie don't want to live in the country no more. We want to live in a town. Connie gonna get a job in a store or maybe a factory, and he's gonna study at home, maybe radio, so he can get to be an expert, and maybe later have his own store. Ain't you, Connie?
I tore a page out of a magazine and I'm gonna send off for a course. Because it don't cost nothing to send it off.
And we'll live in town and go to the pictures whenever.
We don't want you to go away from us, Rosa Sean. It ain't good for folks to break up.
What's the matter, Al?
Listen to her. Conrad Barron, ain't it?
Sounds like it.
I kept plenty of oil in.
Well, it just didn't get to her.
Is it bad?
Pretty bad. We gotta get a new Conrad. Al, why don't you try and pull across this ditch so I can get under? Take her slow or you'll break a spring, too.
I didn't burn that barren out. What do you mean I bust a spring, too?
Hey, keep all 4 feet on the ground. I didn't mean nothing. Just take her easy over this ditch.
And don't you go giving nobody no idea I burned out that barren. I told you we wasn't gonna make it over these mountains with the load she's got.
It ain't your fault. You done everything right. Now, just do what Tom says.
Think you can fix her?
Well, we gotta tear the pan off and get the rod out. We gotta get a new part and hone her and shim her and fit her. We ain't got the tools to make it easy. It's gonna be a job.
Ma, I'm hungry.
You're just gonna have to wait till we figure this out, Ruthie.
That's it, Al. You can leave her there. Listen, there's a camp we passed about 2 miles back. You and the family head on over there. Sign says Santa Rosa ain't far ahead. Soon as Al and I can get the rod out, we'll go and find a scrapyard. We'll get back to you just as soon as we can.
I can't walk no 2 miles. It might hurt the baby.
No baby ever got hurt from walking. Now, come on.
Al, let me have that monkey wrench out the truck.
Wonder how much this is going to cost us.
Well, we got to get to California.
Where's the money runs out before we get there?
I sure did pick a nice time to get paroled. I figured I was going to lay around, get up late, and eat a lot. I was going to go out tomcatting. I'll take it nice and easy with those bolts. Gotta get that gasket off in one piece.
Listen, Tom, I was thinking.
Yeah.
We gotta go into Santa Rosa, and I got $6. Nobody don't know I got that $6. We'd have a hell of a time for ourselves tonight. What you think?
You keep your jack. When we get out to the coast, you and me'll take her and raise hell. Right now, I'm just laying one foot in front of the other. I wish I had a crescent wrench. Sure would be a lot easier.
Tom, when you killed that fella, did you ever dream about her or anything? Did it worry you?
No.
Well, did you never think about it?
Sure. I was sorry because he was dead.
Was it awful bad there?
Well, Al, I done my time, and now it's done. All right, there she is.
Ma's awful partial to you. She mourned when you was gone. Kind of crying down inside her throat. We could tell what she was thinking about.
God damn it, Al. Suppose we talk about some other stuff. You see this little piece of iron and Babbitt? You see it? Well, that's the only thing in the world I got my mind on right now.
Sure.
Let's just find a scrapyard. Get the hell out of here.
I don't see nobody. Anybody here?
What you want?
You the boss?
I work for the boss.
Got a wrecked 25 Dodge? We need a Conrad.
Yeah, if the boss was here, he could tell you, but he's went home.
Can we look and see?
Sure. Burn the damn place down for all I care.
Looks like you don't love your boss none.
Yeah, I hate this son of a bitch. Gone home now. Gone home to his house. He got a way of picking a fella. Got a girl, pretty. Says to me, how'd you like to marry her? And tonight he says, there's a dance, how'd you like to go? Me, he says it to me. Thinks it's funny because I only got one eye.
Over here, Tom. Looks like a 25 or 26. Can we yank the pan off, mister?
Yeah, do whatever you want. Now, what that son of a bitch done? He come by and he got on white pants. He says, come on, let's go out of my yard.
Hey, how's she for tight?
She's a little loose, but she's okay. Got plenty of shim. Can't get in no place with this monkey wrench.
I got a socket wrench.
Make it a lot easier.
Tell you what, I'll wang him one day. I ain't been out with a woman since I lost my eye. He says stuff like that.
Hey, why don't you roll on? Got no guards to keep you here.
Ain't so easy to get a job. Not for a one-eyed man.
You full of crap. Why, I know the one-legged whore one time. She says, how many one-legged women you slept with? You got something pretty special here, and it's gonna cost you half a buck extra. And the fellas come out thinking they pretty lucky.
So you think somebody like me?
Yeah, why, sure. Tell him your dong's growed since you lost your eye. You ain't no cripple.
I got her.
By God, if we had a light, we could get this in here tonight.
Well, I got a flashlight. Ain't much good. Not 15 cents a new battery, is it? You can have her for 35 cents.
Yeah, okay. And what do we owe you for the Conrad and piston?
Well, sir, I just don't know. If the boss was here, he'd be finding out how bad you're hung up and how much jack you got. I see him get more for ring gear than he gave for the whole car. Probably save $5. And if you put up a squawk, you get it for three.
Yeah. But how much am I gonna give you for this here?
About $1, I guess. Yeah. And you can take a socket wrench.
Looks like you got her fixed.
Ain't nothing made yet Tom can't fix.
Yeah, we was pig lucky. Got a park before dark.
We can get going first thing in the morning.
You two want to pull in here and camp, it'll cost you 4 bits.
We paid. These here fellas are with us.
They didn't come in with you.
Hey, what the hell? We can sleep in the ditch right beside the road, and it won't cost us nothing.
Deputy Sheriff comes on by in the night. Got a law against vagrants in this state.
If I pay you $0.50, I ain't a vagrant, huh?
That's right.
Deputy Sheriff ain't your brother-in-law by any chance.
No, he ain't. And the time ain't come yet when those local folks gotta take no talk from you bums neither.
But it don't trouble you to take our 4 bits.
Come off at night.
I ain't no bum.
Tom.
I'll go for you and your deputy with my mitts now, or jump Jesus. But there ain't no good in it.
Ain't you got $0.50?
Yeah. But I can't set it out just for sleeping.
Well, we all gotta make a living.
Only wish there was some way to make her without taking her away from somebody else.
You drive along the road. Come get us in the morning.
That your boy?
Yeah.
He sure don't like to be called a bum.
We ain't shiftless. We were sharecroppers.
We was doing all right till they got tracted off.
Same as us.
We're going out to California and get work. And we'll get a piece of growing land with water. What's so damn funny about that?
Me? Well, I'm going back. I'd rather starve all over at once.
What the hell are you talking about? I got a handbill says they got good wages.
Uh-huh. Orange color handbill? Give the name of the fella says so-and-so labor contractor.
That's right.
Look, it don't make no sense. This fella, he wants 800 men. So he prints up 5,000 of them things. And maybe 20,000 people see him. and maybe 2,000-3,000 folks get moving a kind of this here handbill. You'll be a camping by a ditch, you and 50 other families. This fellow will look in your tent and see if you got anything left to eat. And if you got nothing, he says, want a job? Maybe he needs 200 men, so he talks to 500. And they tell other folks, and when you get to the place, there's 1,000 men. And this here fella says, I'm paying 20 cents an hour. And maybe half of men walk off, but there's still 500 that's so damn hungry they'll work for nothing but biscuits.
It ain't gonna be like that.
You never been called Oaky yet.
Oaky? What's that?
Well, Oaky used to mean you was from Oklahoma. Now, it means you're a dirty son of a bitch. I'm just trying to tell you something that took me a year to find out. Took 2 kids dead. Took my wife dead to show me. But I can't tell you. Nobody couldn't tell me neither. Well, getting late. Gotta get to sleep.
Look at there, Ruthie. See that sign?
California! This here's California. We're out in it.
See, I told you. Only took us 12 days, even with the Conrad going.
Where's the orange trees? And the grapes?
We gotta get through the desert yet.
I seen pictures of a desert once. There was bones every place. We gonna get to see them bones?
I don't know. Gonna go cross hard night. Tom says we get the living Jesus burned out of us if we go in daylight.
Better stop for gas. Don't know where the next station's gonna be.
Can you fill her up, ma'am?
You bet.
Need a couple cans of oil, too.
You people sure have got nerve.
What you mean?
Well, crossing in a jalopy like this. I'd hate to be doing it. Oh. Takes more nerve than I've got.
It don't take no nerve to do something when there ain't nothing else you can do.
Tom. It's a cop car.
That don't mean nothing.
I'll be with you in just a minute, officer.
He's getting out. He's walking over here. What's he walking over here for?
Don't you say nothing. I'm gonna talk to him. What is it you want, mister?
What do you think I want? I want to know who's in your truck.
It's just my family. Husband. 2 sons, 2 daughters, my son-in-law.
You ain't gonna be camping around here, are you?
Just gonna bed down till sunset. We aim to cross desert tonight.
Well, you can't camp around here. I catch you camping, I'll run you in. You don't want none of you settling down here. You understand me?
Mister, you got a 10-button and a gun. Where I come from, you watch your tongue.
Well, you ain't in your country now. You're in California. And we don't want you goddamn Okies settling down here.
Okies?
So, you just keep driving, because if I see you around tomorrow, I'll run you in.
That's 96 cents, sir.
Ma, would you say I was a bad fella? Ought to be locked up?
No. What'd you ask me that for?
Well, I don't know. I'd have took a sock at that cop.
If I'd have had a skillet handy, I'd have done too.
You all right, Rosa Sharn?
Oh, seems like we wasn't never gonna do nothing but move. I'm so tired.
How'd you like to be alone now?
Don't. You'll make me crazy as a loon. Don't do that.
Everybody's asleep except Tom, and he's driving.
You'll make me crazy. The sun's coming, and maybe they gonna wake up.
I can hardly stop.
Me neither. Let's talk about when we get there. And you move away before I get crazy.
Well, I'll get to studying nights right off. Gonna get one of them books that tells about it and cut the coupon right off.
How long before you're making big money and we got ice?
Ice?
You said we gonna have an ice box. Oh. 'Cause stuff don't spoil if you got ice. How long you think?
Can't tell. Fella ought to be studded up pretty good for Christmas.
No, don't. You'll get me crazy.
Al, wake up. Look at that.
Desert's gone. The desert's passed.
God almighty. Look it down there.
Pull over. Pull over. I want to look at it.
Oh! Huh? Oh, come over here! Huh? Look at this! We're there!
Let me out! I want to see!
California.
Well, I never knew there was anything like it.
There's fruit!
There's fruit, all right. Them's peach trees. Them's oranges. And vineyards. Them's vineyards over there.
Look at that land. Everything green. Everything growing.
We made it. We made it, Connie.
Promised land.
Come on. We gotta find a place to stay. We gotta get work and settle down.
What about here, Pop?
She ain't very pretty, but she'll do.
You want to stay in the camp?
Well, we can't go spend what little's left till we get work. Excuse me. Can we just pull up anywheres and camp?
Set down anywheres.
Anybody own this place that we gotta see before we can camp?
You want to camp here?
What do you think I'm saying? I just wanted to know, does anybody own it? Do we got to pay?
Who owns it?
The hell with it.
Who's gonna kick us out of here?
What the hell was that?
I seen you just met the mayor.
I just asked him if we could camp here.
Sure. Why not? I'm Floyd Knowles.
Proud to meet you. We're the Jolts.
Won't shake your hand. All greasy from working on this jalopy.
Well, let's get the camp up.
Christ.
What's wrong, Connie?
What's wrong? Look at this stinking place. Hundreds of folks. We're in California now, and I'm sick of camps.
It's just till we get work.
If I'd have known it'd be like this, I wouldn't have came. I could have studied nights about tractors back home and got me a $3 job. A fella can live off of nice on $3 a day.
As soon as you get on your feet, we're gonna have a house.
Connie! Get the tent out.
Sure, as soon as I get on my feet.
You folks just come across?
Yeah, just this morning.
What the hell was the matter with that old fella anyway?
The mayor? Don't know. Guess the cops push him around so much he's still spinning.
Why would they push a fella around?
You just camp in one place a little while and you see how quick a deputy sheriff shoves you along.
What fool?
Some says he keep us moving so we can't vote. Some says so we can't get on relief.
We ain't no bums. We're looking for work.
What do you think everybody else is looking for? Diamonds?
Ain't there no work?
Ain't no crop here right now. Grapes to pick later and cotton to pick later. Moving on tonight if I can get this jalopy going.
I seen all this stuff growing.
I tell you, there's a big peach orchard I worked in. Takes 9 men to run all year round. takes 3,000 men for 2 weeks when them peaches is ripe. And then she's done. And there ain't another damn thing in the country to do. And them owners don't want you there no more, so they move you along.
When them peaches is ripe, they gotta be picked right now, don't they?
Of course they do.
Suppose people got together and says, let them rot. Wouldn't be long before the price went up.
You figured out something, didn't you? Come right out of your own head.
Yeah, well, I ain't gonna take it. I'll kick the hell out of somebody.
Like a cop?
Yeah, like anybody.
You're nuts. They'll pick you right off. They'll find you in a ditch with blood driving your nose. Be one little line in the paper. Know what it'll say? Vagrant. Found dead. I'm gonna need a plug gauge for this.
Listen, I can help you with that later if you want.
That'd be much appreciated, mister.
Seems like there's an army of guys without no harness. Every place we stopped, I seen it, Tom. Folks hungry for side meat. And when they'd get so hungry they couldn't stand it no more, why, they'd ask me to pray for them. And sometimes I'd done it. I used to think that'd cut her. Used to rip off a prayer and all their troubles that stick to that prayer like flies on flypaper. But it don't work no more.
Come and get it. And don't forget to... Oh, where'd you kids come from?
That sure smells good, ma'am.
Didn't you have no breakfast?
We ate good.
Then you ain't hungry.
We ate good, ma'am.
That sure looks nice. Give me a plate of that.
Hey, what are you kids doing?
Here, take your plates and eat in the tent.
But it's nice and sunny.
Just take them and eat in the tent.
That still looks good, ma'am.
I don't know what to do. I gotta feed the family.
You take this here, Tom. I got a stomachache. I ain't hungry.
You ain't at today. You take the plate inside the tent and you eat it.
I'd still see him inside the tent, Tom.
Just give it to the kids, Ma.
We can't do that no more. Got to eat alone.
Ma? Where's Connie?
Well, if it ain't with you, I don't know. Expect to be along in a minute.
You've been out all morning, Ruthie. You made any friends yet?
There's a girl told me her family been all over California since they come from Arkansas. At least 10 different places, she says.
How long ago they come?
About 6 months. Said they lived in a government camp for a while. With water right handy and places for kids to play and toilets with paper. Think she was lying?
Well, I don't know.
Fella was telling me about that camp today. Got hot water and wash tubs. Saturday night they even give a dance. And there ain't no cops neither.
Well, no cop?
That's what he said.
Must cost a lot to stay there.
It costs, but if you ain't got the money, they let you work it out. A couple hours a week, fella says.
So why'd this family leave?
Went north to get work. When they come back, it was full. Says I was full these days.
Hot water, no cops. Not surprised.
Hey, Mr. Jones.
Afternoon. Well, won't you sit down?
No, I won't sit down. You mind your own children, let mine alone.
Well, what did I do?
My kids come back smelling the stew. And you give it to them. Don't you go boasting and bragging about having stew come into me and says, why don't we have stew?
That was about the last we're going to have till we get work.
I'm trying to feed my folks. And you come along with your stew. Now, you let my children alone.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, try her again. All right, that's it.
It's sounding a lot better now.
You'll need to keep filling up that radiator, but you should be all right for heading off tonight.
Sure do appreciate the help.
Well, proud to do it.
Listen, probably shouldn't be telling you this.
Tell me what?
A fella come through, says there's gonna be work up north. Prune picking. Says not to tell nobody, because if everybody gets there, ain't gonna be work for nobody. Wages ain't bad. 40 cents, he says.
How far?
Maybe 200 miles.
That's a hell of a long ways.
I'm just giving you the tip. You don't have to take it.
Yeah, but 200 miles? Christ. Hey, who's this?
Don't know. Oh, one of them's got a tin badge on.
You men want to work?
Yeah, sure we want to work. Where's that to work?
Fresno County. Need a lot of pickers.
How many men?
I don't know yet.
What you paying?
Well, I can't say exactly. About 30 cents, I guess.
About 30 cents? Well, tell you what. Twice I fell for that. He'll get 5,000 men there and he'll pay 15 cents an hour. And you poor bastards will have to take it.
You're telling me how to run my business?
If this guy's on the level, would he bring a cop along? No.
Joe, you ever seen this fella before?
Last week when that used car lot was busted into, seems I saw this fella hanging around.
Mm-hmm.
You get in the car, mister.
What? Hey, you got nothing on him.
If you'd like to go in too, you just open your trap once more. If it gets around you got Reds out here, somebody might get hurt.
Hey, what you talking about?
That's just a friendly way of telling you. Be a bunch of guys down here with pick handles if you ain't gone. And they ain't too careful with matches. You guys want to work? You get yourself to Fresno County.
Now you get in the...
Hey!
I ain't got nothing!
Stop! Or I'll shoot!
The hell you will! Christ! Preacher!
That's the Reds! The whole place is crawling with them!
Preacher, you sure flagged him down.
Tom, you gotta get out. You can't be here when he wakes up. He didn't see me hit him, but he seen you go for him. Now get.
Hey, I ain't going.
They'll fingerprint you. You broke parole. Now go get your family and get out before they burn the place down.
But what about you?
Somebody gotta take the blame. If you mess in this, all your folks gonna get in trouble. I don't care about you, but your ma or your pa, they'll get in trouble. You get out of this. Go on.
Okay. I think you're a damn fool, though.
Sure, why not?
Ma, have you seen Connie? I ain't seen him since this morning.
I ain't seen him neither. It's late. You should be sleeping.
I ain't feeling good. Connie shouldn't have left me.
What the hell is that noise out there?
Pa, we gotta get out of here. These folks with pick handles are coming, gonna burn down the camp.
What the hell for? We ain't done nothing.
Nothing except beat up a cop.
Tom, you did it.
No, the preacher done it, Ma. They took him away in a police car. We got to go.
Where? Where are we gonna go?
What about that government camp?
Well, they say it's full up. It's always full up.
You know where it is? Phyllis said you go south on 99, about 12, 14 miles, and turn east to Wheat Patch.
Let's try her.
All right. We got to get the truck packed up. I can't leave. Connie ain't back yet.
Didn't you hear what Al said?
I gotta find out if anybody's seen him.
I seen him, Rosa Sharn. He was going way to hell up the river. He's going south.
Maybe he just went to get them books to study up.
Get the tents down. Me and Rosa Sharn will pack up here.
Connie will find us. I left word for him up at the store.
You told him where he should go?
I sure did.
Pa, you and me ride on the seat and I'll drive. Al, you get up behind, take the monkey wrench. If anybody tries to climb up, let him have it. And give me that jackhammer.
Tom, you told me, you promised me you wasn't like that.
There comes a time when a man gets mad. If it was the law, it'd be different. But burning the camp ain't the law.
What's that up ahead?
Well, they got lanterns. Detour, I guess.
Ain't never seen no detour needed shotguns.
Where do you think you're going?
We're strangers here. We heard they's work in Fresno County.
Well, you're going the wrong way. We ain't gonna have no goddamn Okies in this town.
Which way is it, mister?
You turn right round and head north. Don't come back till the cotton's ready.
Yes, sir.
You done good.
The sons of bitches!
Don't you mind. Don't you mind.
going north.
This is just a dirt road, Tom.
No, we ain't gonna let them bastards push us around. We'll get round the town without going through it. We gonna get to that government camp. Said there ain't no deputies in there, Ma. I gotta get away from them before I kill somebody.
In The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck, Tom was played by Robert Sheehan, Preacher Casey by Zubin Vala, Ma, Michelle Farley, PA, Stephen Pa, Stephen McNichol, Al, Finden Hertog, Rosa Sharn, Melody Grove, Ruthie, Nicola Joe Cully, Connie, Nick Underwood, Grandpa, Jim Bryce, Wilson and Ragged Man, Jimmy Chisholm, Sarah, Irene McDougall, and Scrapyard Man and Floyd by Gavin Mitchell. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The Grapes of Wrath was written by John Steinbeck and dramatised by Donna Franschild. It was directed in Glasgow by Kirsty Williams, and the drama continues at the same time next week. In a couple of minutes here on Radio 4, James Naughtie will talk to Victoria Hislop about her 2005 novel The Island, which tells the story of a teacher banished to a leper colony. And then at 4:30, Roger McGough will present Poetry Please, today including listeners' requests inspired by dimensions and size. And at 5, Caroline Wyatt will track the journey of a bullet through the manufacturing process to learn about how people feel about making weapons. That's the life cycle of a bullet in an hour.
But he wanted the European Parliament to be the devil.
Hairy and wild.
Never before had I seen.
To mark the Queen's Diamond Jubilee year, James Naughtie continues his look at the men and women who'll define the second Elizabethan era.
Among others, Simon Cowell. Look at the way he stamped his oversized personality on popular entertainment.
No one's forcing them to audition. If someone slips on a banana skin, I'd like it on film.
And Rupert Murdoch, the biggest buccaneer in newspapers of our time. There's been no one quite like him.
The New Elizabethans on BBC Radio 4 continues tomorrow afternoon at 1:45.